Okay, what this is here is not so much a self-hypnosis session as it is guided imagery. I want to teach you how to intentionally focus your mind to feel the way that you want. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to use the idea of lucid dreaming. Okay, lucid dreaming is when you wake up in a dream, but you remain asleep. So it's pretty cool because you can intentionally control your dreams, right? And so you can do all the cool things you can do in a dream, but you can decide what you're going to do. Now, the truth is that that takes a bit of practice to get good at that. But what we want to do is we want to use that same idea that you can influence your dream as a way to influence your mind and kind of focus it when you wake up at night. Okay, so you wake up in the middle of the night and you get some thought or some idea stuck in your mind. What we want to do is we want to use that time, because the truth is, as awake as you may feel at those moments, that in those times you are very close to sleep, okay, and your imagination is raring, okay, and so we want to use that imagination, because remember that hypnosis is that state right between awake and sleep, you know, and so lucid dreaming in a sense is very similar to that, because it's on the other side of sleep. So with hypnosis, we're looking to intentionally influence the unconscious mind, okay, by using vivid imagination and imagery. And with with lucid dreaming, we're looking to have some logical control over this vast dreamland, okay? So they're very similar, and we want to use that idea. I want you to, in your mind, think of controlling your dreams, because if you do this right, what will happen is when you wake up at night, if you wake up at night, it'll be fine, okay? You may want to be asleep, I understand that, but even if you wake up, you can use that time to very, very powerfully program your mind, influence it, focus it on what you want. And because your imagination is so vivid at that point, you can really make it very powerful, and so you can really feel it. Okay, now you may know this because you may have used it the opposite direction. You may have used it to get yourself feeling anxiety and nervous. And what we want to do is we want to use it to get you to feel the way that you'd like to feel. Okay? So I want you to close your eyes for a moment and take a few deep breaths, relaxing the muscles in your stomach, chest, shoulders, face, neck. And again, you can't do this too much. All right, the better you get at relaxing all these muscles, allowing yourself to focus your attention inside on your breath, ideally. What I want you to do is I want you to imagine in your mind a time when you woke up at night, maybe the middle of the night, and I want you to imagine lying there in bed, and I want you to remember what you were thinking about. What were you thinking about in that moment? What were you focusing on? And I want you to notice, remember, your state, what you're experiencing at any moment in time is a combination of your body, right, your physical body, and your psychology, what you're thinking about. Okay, and these two things continuously loop around and influence each other. So what I want you to do is I want you to recall that time. And remember a time when you woke up in the middle of the night, and remember what you were thinking about. Specifically, remember what it felt like. You were lying there. Did you feel totally relaxed in your body? Did you feel a sense of nervousness or anxiety somewhere? If you were thinking about something that created anxiety, did you feel it in your stomach, your shoulders, or your chest? How are you breathing? Was your breathing tight, or was it relaxed and rhythmic and deep? And what were you thinking about? Perhaps you had something happening the next day, or something, some big issue or challenge in your life that you had to deal with, and maybe you kept thinking about that. Again, right now we just want to become aware. I want you to recognize this process so that in the future, if you wake up at night, you want to notice what is it, what thoughts are waking you up. What does it feel like in your body when you're waking up? And then what you want to do is you want to start making changes, exerting the control that you have, especially at night, because your imagination is just begging to be led in the proper direction. And the way you do that is you can begin in your body. Now, if you want to go to sleep and you want to go deep into a dream where you can have the dream that you want, what would you do to your body? Could you relax your body more? Could you take a few deep breaths? Could you exhale all the air out of your lungs? And take a deep breath and let it out. And could you continue that a few more times, where the tension just melted away out of your stomach, out of your chest, where you let your face relax and your shoulders relax, doing the things you know will bring you closer to sleep. And in your mind, if you begin thinking about the thing that was stressing you out, but this time you think about it while you intentionally keep your body relaxed, keep your breathing relaxed, and now the secret is that you begin to think about what's stressing you, but you think about it in a new way. You don't ignore it. You think about it, but you think about it the way that you want it to be. As if it were a dream. As if it were a dream that you were in control of. What would you do? Now, in this dream, you could do anything. You could fly. You could have all the answers to every question. You could have superhuman strength and wisdom. You have all the answers in this dream, so that you can think about the thing that was stressing you out. But you start to realize that it wasn't the situation or the person that was the problem. It was how you were imagining yourself that was the problem. So what you want to do is begin to imagine yourself the way that you want to be. Feel how you want to feel. Look how you want to look. And you realize this is just a dream. It doesn't matter if it's real. It's not supposed to be. The more you can accept that, the deeper you will go into these dreams, and the more enjoyable they will become. And the deeper you will sleep. See yourself in that situation, being a superhero, being the perfect person, having all the answers, having everything go your way. What would that feel like? What would that be like? It's your dream. This isn't real, it's just a dream. You can think anything that you want. This is your chance to let your imagination run wild. As if you were a child, you could think anything that you could possibly imagine. No one's looking, you're all alone in your own mind. And as you relax your body even deeper, you let yourself think about all the things that you want to experience in your life. When you get tired of thinking of that old situation, you can move on to other things that you would like to feel an experience. If it was a dream, what would you do? What would you make happen? And you can imagine anything, because it's complete and total imagination. None of it's real. It's only there to make you feel good in that moment. And you can imagine yourself acting exactly the way that you want to act, and more. And you can have the freedom to do this, because you're just dreaming. It's just your imagination. And the sole purpose of this is to make you feel good, to feel a sense of excitement and adventure. And of course, you wouldn't dream anything that you wouldn't want to do. It's only about the things that you would love to do. It's just playing. None of it is real. So that when you wake up in the middle of the night, when it's 2, 3, 4 in the morning, and you don't feel as if you're going to fall back to sleep right away, you can know in the back of your mind that your mind is primed with imagination, and that you can direct it by first relaxing your body, specifically your breathing, the muscles in your stomach and your chest and your shoulders. Get your body comfortable, and then allow your mind to think about the thing that was bothering you, and think about it in a new way, in a fantastical way, in a dreamlike way, as if what you were thinking about was a dream, as if your workplace had turned into a dream and you could control every aspect of it. You could make things disappear, you could move things with your mind. You could make yourself bigger or smaller, you could fly, you could have superpowers. It's just about imagination, and expanding it in a positive direction, in an enjoyable direction. It's not real, it's just pretend. But it's fun, and your mind is going to crave it. And you may find that as you drift off into a sleep, with a smile on your face, that you begin sleeping throughout the night. And you may want to wake up more, so that you can use this time to think about anything in your life the way you would like it to be, because your mind is primed for fantasizing, for imagining, for dreaming the things that you would like to think about, in the way that you would like to think about them, in a way that's fun and enjoyable. This is how you can use that time if you wake up at night. Enjoy it. Utilize it. Have fun with it. You have plenty of time to work. You have plenty of time to fulfill your responsibilities when you're awake. When you're asleep, and when you're lying in bed, when your mind is primed with imagination, use it. Think about all the things that you want to experience. How would they feel? How would they sound? What would they smell like? What would it taste like? What would you see? Feed all of your senses. Imagine you are the boss. How would people speak to you? How would you walk into the office? How would it feel to walk that way? How would you dress? What would your office smell like? What would it look like? What would it feel like to sit down in that chair? The deeper you bring yourself into this imagination, the stronger it becomes. And the more pleasant it becomes, the closer you come to sleep, and drifting off into a dream of your creation, a dream that nourishes and fulfills you, that allows you to fall asleep with a smile on your face and to wake up energized and recharged from the happy dreams that you've had, from the dreams that make you feel good. Because that's what our minds are there for. And you've done this before, but it's likely that you've thought about the bad things. You've thought about it as a dream, but you've thought only the worst things. And as you flip that around and begin to think of the positive things, you use this time to truly imagine it as if a dream that you could control, and all the things that you would do in that situation. And as you use that time in this way, you're going to have a completely new ability to fall asleep and to sleep deeply throughout the night. And I want you to remember everything that I've said and everything that you've thought any time that you wake up at night. Let it be second nature to think the things that you've just heard and just thought. And you'll be very happy.